Good morning. Merry Christmas. If you are just joining us, you're listening to a special edition of Countrywide. Got all your shopping done? If you haven't and you're in Wexford, you could pop into this family-run bookshop.
We're just opening the doors at Red Books in St. Peter's Square, up on the hill overlooking the town. So we've got 250,000 books here. We're lucky it's kind of a community hub, so people just drop in and have coffee, and we've lots of company.
I'm Della Kilroy, here in Wexford's Red Books. It's been close to 10 years since Wally O'Neill first set it up as a pop-up shop just before Christmas, and he's been expanding ever since.
Originally, we started in 2016 in a shed in Bridgetown. It was a converted bull shed, and it was about half the size of this room. So this place had been a bottling factory in the 1960s, and some of it hadn't been used since then. So we just kept knocking through walls and going a little bit farther in. It's like a maze of books, basically. It's just tunnels. The books are almost coming out on you at this stage. I know some people can find it a bit overwhelming, but for me, this is kind of a mecca for book lovers, because you never really know what you're going to find.
When did your love of books start?
For as long as I can remember, I always loved them. You know, I suppose I was lucky. We might have been one of the last generations to grow up without the internet, so there was no competition there.
Hey, Wally, have you got that book I was looking for?
For Wally, the bookshop is a family affair, with his mother, Nuala, kept busy behind the till.
It was a pleasure. I'll be back next week.
So this is my mother, Nuala. Some people would say she's the real boss here, and most people would say it, I'd say. But she keeps the thing running, and if anyone's bald, she's the one who'll give them the door.
I like meeting people, you know. I worked in a bar all my life, so I had plenty of exercise with that. Meet rough and tough. That's the way it is. All sorts, all sizes. But we're fond of it. You know, anyone's fond of a job, it's the main thing, isn't it?
So you've got three books today.
Yeah, I have three books today, Russian history and about the Second World War and everything else, yeah.
And what do you like about coming into a bookshop like this?
It's the smell. It sounds really weird, but it is the actual smell of the books. It's home. It's literally home. For a book, for me, it's about sitting down and taking the time and just giving it to yourself to open up a chapter and read a book.
So what does a book mean to you at Christmas?
A warm hug, that it's just coming home. So like, I live up in Galway for college, so there's books that I'll remember just sitting down at Christmas time in front of the fire with Mum and Dad. You're able to just not think about the world, you know, your stresses from work and college and, you know, everything that's going on in the world as well at the moment, all the sadness and pain, that you can just take half an hour to yourself and just sit down and just escape for a while.
So you'll be around the fire this Christmas?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Great, you'll enjoy it.
How are you?
Good, hello. I guess my favourite book at Christmas is A Christmas Carol. Probably the only classic writer that we struggle with at other times of the year, but they sell really well at Christmas, is Dickens for some reason.
With so much competition online around Christmas, What's business like this time of year?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of towns that don't have bookshops like this, so I can understand why people will buy online then. Walking along Wexford's Main Street today, I think if you dropped into any of the shops, they'll tell you that they're all up against it with the likes of Temu and everything like that. But I think we've come over that phase, bookshops, maybe because we've had to learn to adapt. Maybe these places are replacing the pubs, because unfortunately pub culture is kind of dying out and there wasn't a replacement, so people are hungry for that place to go, I think, where they can just talk and meet people, and you know, and we'll have people calling in every day that this is their family now. Even last Christmas, one of the girls here invited a whole group of them to her house for Christmas dinner because maybe they're living on their own or whatever, you know, so that was lovely to see.
So you've got coffee here as well.
Coffee here as well, yeah. Walking away and that. The Irish class is on this morning now. Big crowd. Good few around. It's nice to see.
Tomage egg Usaiden Gwela Gabrista. Broken Irish.
Not well, lads. Tasha Gama.
Yeah. So you're here surrounded with lots of books. What does a bookshop mean?
I was brought up in a bookshop, so my father was a bookseller, so there's just the magic about books. Nothing else can compare with them. I always got a book at Christmas. The first book I ever got was Joy of Jasmine Street, and I was about 6 or 7 at the time. But I still remember.
You still have it.
I still have it.
So Christmas without a book wouldn't be Christmas.
No.
Even if you don't read it. You keep saying, I must read that sometime. You leave it on the shelf.
I think mine was Tom Brown's School Days. One of the classics. We used to get all the classics as kids. Ivanhoe, Swiss Family Robinson, Oliver, anything by Charles Dickens, really.
What does it mean to you to come in here rather than just buying something maybe online? Or
you always feel you're going to find a hidden gem. You'll find something different. Yeah. Something that you haven't seen for years or something you've never seen before.
Yeah.
I think that's the magic of this shop too.
You might get lost out the back.
Oh, you could definitely. You could.
Yeah, totally.
You could. Something might fall on you too.
It's a home away from home for people, really. You know, everyone is welcome here. Yeah. People who are down and out who need a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or maybe something to eat, they come into the shop and they're welcome. There's always a file to write, a gawk dinner, a Wally's, a Red Books.
Right, so I'll leave you with the rest of your work to do.
No, thanks very much for calling down.
Yeah.